Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Welcome back, 7-10. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Bob Cuska is our guest. He's got a great body of work that he's given us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. You can find him there in his suite. Also, thefusionfactor.com, which is his own website. And find all the work that he's doing there to help you understand how to do a better job of managing, hiring, acquiring, and maybe even getting rid of employees. Bob, we're talking about getting the right people. I moderated panels in the last two or three months, and the big challenge that the employees had, I mean the small business owners in the audience, when I asked them, what is your big challenge? They didn't say taxes. They didn't say inflation. They didn't say getting a loan. They didn't say sales. The big challenge they had was they had jobs that they needed to fill, and they couldn't find qualified people. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, if you wait till you need them and they're not there, you're in trouble, Jim. And that's what too many people do. You've got to start building them yourself. So you've got to start recruiting them in at whatever level you can get them in. And it may take you a couple of years to get the plan going. We did this at the Gillette company, Jim. We created a program for engineers called the Tech Ops Program. It was one of our most successful programs, and it's still going on today, 20 years later. Every year we were hiring a couple, three, four, five, and building a foundation over time. There are going to be some areas, though, where you're going to probably have to do things creatively, like pay bonuses to get people on, or do something out of the box, like hire somebody that may be an older worker and retrain them to do what you do.
Right. Yeah, and that's where you have to decide, depending on what company, what kind of business you're in, how technical it is, that kind of thing. You have to come up with a plan, don't you? I mean, you have to come up with a strategy, what you called earlier a human resources strategy. I mean, you've got to keep that in mind, don't you? One of the things we've had some success with in our business is hiring, starting out with college kids, you know, coming in as trainees and bringing them along and then maybe hiring them out of college. We've had some success with that, especially for some of the technical jobs we have.
Yeah, and you can get some great talent and get it at a good cost and watch them for a while. And today's college graduates, Jim, you know, only 24% of college graduates last year had a job offer upon graduation.
It's amazing, isn't it?
No, but you can get some great talent, and they're anxious to come on board.
Well, and again, it depends on what you're trying to hire them for and what level you're bringing them in at. But these kids are coming to work with more skills and more contribution to the job than you or I did when we were pups.
That's right. They know how to manage data so much better than we did.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of things here they don't have yet. You know, they're still kids. You know, they're still babies. But there's a lot of the world that they don't know much about. But in terms of some of the technical things that have to be done, they're good. But I really like what you're saying about having a strategy. Should you build them or buy them? Should you be growing them, or should you buy them off the shelf, so to speak, get them off the shelf, so to speak? And have you found people have been successful looking for the older generation, the baby boomers, who are maybe ready to go back to work?
Oh, yeah. I find that there's a lot of people out there that, you know, there's some transition people. You know, these are people that are coming back to work after being off a year. There are people that went out of the workforce to raise children. There's a wide variety of people out there. The one thing I'll say is the most important, Jim, is define what you're looking for. Don't go out there and say, I got it up in my head, and when I meet them, I'll know what it looks like. Put it down on paper. What are the core skills, knowledge, the competencies that's going to be most successful for whatever position you're hiring for?
That's good advice. Yeah. And, well, folks, you heard what Bob said. I mean, you've got to, and I'll tell you something, Bob, I like what you said earlier. It's not going to be too long before you're going to need some people, and you can't wait to the last minute to develop this plan, so do it now. TheFusionFactor.com is Bob's website. He's a great Brain Trust member. Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Nice talking to you, Jim.
See you later. Bob Kustka. Bye-bye. Kustka is his name if you're Googling him. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.